Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, July 24th of 2023. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's great to have you with us tonight, wherever you may be tuning in, however you may be tuning in. I got to say, it was, my birthday was Thursday, and my pastor was, you know, he called me out, you know, at church because of some things I, just kidding, that's not why he called me out. He called me out because it was my birthday, and he's like, well, you're 34 now, right? And I'm like, well, yeah, but I don't quite feel like it. And he's like, well, you know, that happens to the best of us, you know, but I'm like, well, I'm thinking, I don't mean that as a bad thing, you know, but like, you know, old is a mentality. Old is a mentality.
Amen.
It really is. If you're telling yourself at 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, when you're in your 20s, that you're old, you know what? And if you keep saying that, and then, you know, your joints could talk to you then. Do you honestly believe that if you're calling yourself old at an age like that, or even in your 30s or whatever, that it can start to, that it can totally start to negatively impact your joints and stuff?
Most definitely. Mindset is a huge thing for physical.
And how their body responds and how their legs feel and how their, there's more to it than just what their line of work was.
Yes.
So if you're 20, 21, 22, 23, if I were you, I wouldn't be calling myself old. One time at the Invasion Youth Conference, Youth and Young Adults Conference several years back, I recall hearing a young lady about my, that was like a year younger than me. I was like 26, she was like 25, or 20, I was 25, she was 24, like that. Well, it was like that, so years ago now. But I heard her call herself old, and I'm thinking, okay. And I'm like, in a, you know, like, hadn't thought about it over that much to that time, because at that point, you know, I was only 25. But now as I've gotten, as my number, my number of years has went up, you know, and I'm now a 34 years young guy. I think I haven't once called myself old. You know, I personally don't do that. And if you're 60 or 80, you know. Maybe if you're, you know, when you get older, as you get older, you know, and they feel like near the end of your life, maybe instead of saying you're old, how about you say like you're well seasoned? You're well seasoned. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's a great one.
You're well seasoned. You're well experienced. You're wise. And there's something to be learn from our elders, honestly, but he said, at my church, you know, he called me out, you know, and I was there, and, you know, and he basically said, well, you do this, you still do this radio program, right, 6 years, and I'm like, you're right, Pastor, and then And then he basically tells the church family, well, if you're not hooked up to it yet, you should be. You know, and that's great that he said that. So,
amen to that.
So I'm hoping that we get some, you know, that we get new listeners and that they'll tell others, you know, how they can be a part, how they can, you know, hear this. Because when you're one of the last days, like we are, the word of God is needed more than ever. And the Bible says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. That doesn't always mean you have to go to every country. Not always. But you know, to some of these people listening in all these countries, I could be a missionary. Even though I'm from here in the city where I live, you know, you can be a missionary to so many countries just from your own living room. I'm serious. You know, it's amazing what technology allows. You know, it's part of what makes these days so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're down and dirty, in another sense, they're awesome. Because of the opportunities that it gives us to reach people. And I had seen something today where I guess, where apparently in Australia, they're working on merging robots and humans kind of into the same brain type thing. This transhumanism thing it's called. And, you know, and then the thing is, that's all I'm going to say about that. What I'm going to say is, folks, the end is near. The end is near. I'm not saying the end will come tomorrow or next week or whatever. I mean, we don't know that, but the Bible says we will not know the day or the hour. But that means we're saying that to say we are in the last of the last days. We are in the last of the last days. And Pastor warned us about this at the start of the year, that we could start to hear some things about that. And guess what? I just did. So you were right on the money, Dr. Barclay. Thanks for telling us. You hadn't even heard him yet. But Jay, don't you think that's good to know though that I knew?
Yeah, I think it's great that he is making everybody aware of what's to come.
And that was that in his I Predict 2023.
Right.
And that's great to know, you know, that there's a man of God that will do that. In my case, Dr. Mark T. Buckley. And you know, he just keeps on keeping on. And so, you know, it's a busy week. Invasions this week. Also, invasion, in case you're wondering what it is, it's not some silly invasion where all these different creatures just come and invade my town or anything like that. It's not a video game either.
Although that would be pretty cool. Think about a huge invasion of creatures.
Or if it wasn't, at least it's not like a geese invasion or something. Ooh. Sometimes we have that at the local mall. Actually, it seemed like we had it in a neighboring town in a place called Bay City, a similar size city to here in Midland, about 15-18 minutes to the east here down Highway 10. But you know, I was at the city park. We're taking a walk near the river, and my helper, who I like to nickname Donut, we're walking along. She says, "Wow, what, there's five hundred geese around here. Some of them moving on the sidewalk," and it was like a geese invasion. Why would there be a geese invasion literally the day before 700 before like 700, possibly 800 young folk invade on my church's property? Why would there be a day of, why would there be an invasion of 500 geese the day before?
Are you actually asking me, or is that?
I'm curious. I think it's funny.
That maybe there was food left over? I don't know.
Have you seen a geese invasion like that at the mall?
I have seen a lot of geese there before.
Like how many?
Well over 100.
You would say it's more like a mini invasion compared to this.
Oh, okay.
Would you say that's a mini invasion compared to this 500? Oh, I would.
Oh, yeah.
Because this was like, we're talking 500.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, that would be mini compared to 500.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, like, my thing is like, why so many? Folks, clean up your mess. Something.
Now, if only each one of those 500 had a dollar that they drop in a thing and say, go put this towards Rivers Radio Show.
Yay! Or put it towards invasion, or put it towards, you know, put it towards, you know, your whatever you want to put it in the kingdom of God.
Put it
in the kingdom of God.
Whatever field of ministry you
wanna,
so choose.
You, whatever you so choose, whether it's, you know, whatever it might be. Maybe it might be to reach the Navajos. Maybe it might be, you know, to reach people in some other countries. Or, you know, because the Bible does say go into all the world and preach. Didn't just say give. But that's great when you do. When you sound a world mission, that's a great and honorable thing to do. But he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And he said, you know, and you would lay hands on the sick and they would recover. I used to tease. I used to think in my brain when I was like 4 or 5 that it was specifically those who were puking. I used to think that's not what he said. All manner of sickness and disease. Not just one kind, not just one symptom. All disease. All matter of sickness and disease. All. Sorry about that. I'll calm down. He said all manner of sickness and disease shall be taken off, and that he would heal you. Amen. That's what he said, that all manner of sickness and disease would be, you know, when hands are laid on you, and that he would lay hands, you know, that us, you know, those are called to preach, would lay hands on the sick, and that after it was done, they would recover. That's what the Word of God said. But anyhow, I was just going to say, you know, it's a busy week this week because we have the 6th anniversary tomorrow night. The thing about that is that it's going to be an earlier show. It's going to be at more like 4:30 instead of the normal time. And the reason for that is at the normal time that I would be doing my radio show, I will be at Invasion, you know, inside, you know, getting ready for the service. It'll be a shorter show, you know, it'll still be good. Probably wrap up around 5:30 or so, and then get ready to head over to Invasion. Wednesday, if I did a show, it would be like around 5:45 or 6 or so. What it would be is I would possibly interview some young people, youth leaders, maybe young adults even, and ask them, you know, what does Invasion mean to you? How has it impacted your life personally? And for a youth leader, how has it impacted the lives of your youth group? Is there a testimony that you can give? Don't you think that's cool, Jade? Like, what are some testimonies that you can tell me?
I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, it'll be brief, it'll be right before they'd be going in, because that could be so cool, catching them right before they're going in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And catching them, because in my mind I was thinking about this slightly, okay, what time do they go in? You know, and that, of course, I'll be going in at close to the same time because they'll call callers, and then after the callers are done, I'll go in myself. But what I mean is, I figured like at six, like a little bit before, that I would, get a chance to see possibly some that might even be lined up waiting to go in. And I could ask some, what is this meant to you? And it's great to have and I think it's important to have the perspectives of both, the young people and also the youth leaders. Because that way it can portray to you folk, the importance of invasion and what it means, I can think of one time years back, I was a youth at the time, 16, 17, anywhere from 15 to 17, was a teenager, dealing with teenage stuff. Can remember one time at Invasion, and I'm singing, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's like I was doing it, from somewhere kind of near the back, and I was back there, and it was so, it was amazing. Before I knew it, it was like half the young people were singing it, or more, maybe even almost all. It was so cool. And, it was
powerful.
Incredible. It was powerful. And at the time I was, believing to be, every teenager at some point, I believe, if you're a Christian teenager, as you're a teen, I'm sure you've developed some habits or some things, that you believe in God to be free from. Even if you're not into smoking, drinking alcohol, maybe you're seeing something different. Maybe you found yourself slipping your tongue a bit or some things like that.
Or disrespecting parents
or the things like that. So it was so great. It might have been the year that the theme was filtered and unleashed. And I felt like it was through that process of God doing things in me, and I remember it was helping him mold me into who he wanted me to be,
Amen to that.
I was all into all this drinking and taking illicit drugs and all these different things that many teens have done, even though I wasn't doing, that stuff. There were vices. If you were a teen, you had vices. I can guarantee you. Try to show me a teen that didn't have vices. I don't think there are any.
I don't think so either.
You know, something to do with these teenage years. And, now I was a teen 15 years ago. Oh, try to raise a teen now? Wow. Wow. The smartphones and all that? Made it a whole lot tougher. don't you agree?
Yeah, I really do.
It's made it a whole lot easier. It made it a whole lot tougher. And it's made it easier to get into more vices.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's made it easier to get into more vices.
It really has, because it's more accessible to them, and our culture pushes it on them. You know, they push all of these vices onto them.
And with the whole woke agenda and things like that, things like this invasion are needed more now than ever, including when I was a youth. And I think about, well, I had something like this to go to, and then later, even as a young adult, I went, you know, several times, and it was me, loved it, and I still go at night now. But I'm just saying, you know, for these people who go, you know, it's just great to watch what God does, and ultimately, it's about, you know, the Holy Ghost being poured out on them, and, you know, seeing young people get changed. Now, I will admit, I do go up there and jump, shout, scream. I'm all about that. Anna, if you're listening, Anna, Elliot, if you're from Kalamazoo, if you're listening, yes, I called you out. Sorry. But yes, I'll be there. Yes, I hope you're ready to dance. Yes, it might get loud. Oh, wait, it will get loud, but there's actually a song called Might Get Loud. So nonetheless, yeah, it might get loud. We'll leave it at that. But anyhow, I am excited about what God's going to do. So as you go about this week, please pray for the conference. I'll mention this again tomorrow. Pray over the conference. Pray that the budget is met. You know, pray that, you know, that people don't get hurt because they do sports and that. And call in for some rather hot weather this week. One of the days is expected to be not only in the lower 90s, could go up to the mid-90s, but heat indices, could be 97 to 102.
Woo!
So, got to pray, you know, that the young people, you know, don't get hurt, or, you know, that they don't get, like, seriously hurt, that they don't succumb to, you know, heat illnesses that can be involved, you know, and that they have good time, that their lives are changed. And, you know, but sometimes, you know, heat can just fuel the fire in a way, you know, make it just more intense and makes it more of a story to tell later, you know. that's kind of what makes invasion invasion, you know,
right?
In a way. And yes, even at the altar, it gets hot and sweaty, but you know what? It's been hot and sweaty before. And it's long nights. But it's been a long night before also. Sometimes you do what you got to do to see people changed. Sometimes you do what you got to do, you know?
Hallelujah. Ain't that the truth?
Yes, it is. So keep it in your prayers. And, of course, I'm glad to still be doing this with you. And I'm excited about the chance to do this, like I said, right before we go. And I've never done it before. I had thought about it 1 year, you know, but had never given it a thought since. For whatever reason, I don't know why. I wish I had, but I hadn't, so we'll see. I think it would be so cool because I love it. It's something I still look forward to every summer, and to, you know, even to go to the Spoon and eat the Spoon food. Yeah, and you know, I've been teasing you about the cheese fries partly for a reason.
Oh, I want those cheese fries.
You know, you do. There's also fried pickles, onion rings. There's deep fried, refried, they got salads in that, but who goes to a young person conference to eat a salad?
Right.
Who? I mean to be like, yeah, I'm just gonna eat salads all week. Maybe there's one or two young people that'll just eat salads all week, but I doubt it. But it would be kind of, you know. But anyhow, it's great to. And the lesson, what I want to teach tonight, is going to be this. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. For all I know, there could be groups traveling, you know, en route that could have this on in their car. I think that would be so cool if there was one like that. That'd be so amazing. You know, it would be, you know, but it's great. The fact is, you know, regardless of our age, regardless of our circumstances, whatever, God has a plan for us. He has a plan for each one of us. And it's not a plan to hurt us. It's not a plan to harm us. We're going to dive into that in a little bit. Real quick. So I made that housekeeping announcement. The ones that involve, you know, different times because of invasion. But then next week, it'll be back to normal until further notice, as they say. So my other normal housekeeping stuff. First of all, I want to remind you about my book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been. And he's still working on my behalf even now. I know that he is. And I know something else. If I am not dead, God is not done. Shouldn't we all feel that way, though?
Yes.
Regardless of our age, even. But if we're not dead, he's not done. You know, folks, if the devil could kill you right now, he would. But he can't. If he could honestly just take you, shoot a little bullet, take you out right here, he would. And just... squash you like the little bug. But he can't. He did come to kill, steal, and destroy. But anyhow, so the first thing I want to remind you about the book Rivers of Miracles talks about, you know, my testimony. You get a 2-for-1 testimony because you also get some of my mom's testimony. So it's actually a great thing. For just one price, you're getting two testimonies. Two for one. Mm-hmm. It's like the 2-for-1 special that you might see. You know,
two for deal.
It's the 2-for-1, and so that's what you're getting when you buy this book. Double header.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's like a double header. You get my testimony. You also get my mother's, and how she was saved from a life of sin. Speaking of that, you know what? People always look for these flashy testimonies of people, you know, who were freed from this life of sin, and they try to be like, and it's like, who's the worst person I can find who totally had this awesome testimony of how they were freed from all the sin that they used to do? You know, it's like they look for these glaring testimonies. Isn't that the truth?
It really is.
Like they look for these testimonies that are so flashy. And then you hear this one of, you know, I've generally did it right the whole way. you know, I didn't fall astray. I've just stayed with it and stayed true. Though it doesn't sound super, though it doesn't sound super flashy, and it's not all, you know, the truth is, that's like the best testimony you can have. You were raised in a godly home, and you're stuck with it. Isn't that, I believe that's an even better testimony to have, don't you?
I do.
It really is. Because God never meant for us to fall astray. And I plan on him saying, well done to me. When he calls me up and says, River Joel Shukla, come up here. You know, I plan on hearing him say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful. You know, you've always served me. You accepted me into your life at a young age. You know, and you didn't fall astray. I mean, sure, you, as you walk down the earth, you had your struggles and things, but you never let them get in the way of your relationship with me. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. That's what I plan to hear him say. Don't you plan to hear him say, well done, instead of hearing him say, you wicked, lazy servant?
I pray that that's what he told me.
That's what I plan on him saying. That's what I pray that he's going to say, you know. And honestly, at this point, I feel good about it. I feel good about it. I'm not worried about it. But I don't want to be like prideful, but I do feel like, you know, I'll just say this. I've done my best is what I'll say. Like, I'm doing my best, you know.
You know what I really want to hear?
What?
I want to hear.
I'm going to sing a couple songs.
God say to me, I see my son in you.
Yes. Yes, I see Jesus in you. Yes. That's great.
I'll
do that in a minute. I'll do that in a quick second. But the other thing I want to remind you about real quick, I promise, is about how you can, the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book and how it can be a blessing in your life. And I do want you to read it, and I would love for you to share it with someone else. I really would. And get those books moving around and more people buying them. Because people need to hear about this. People need to know that Jesus is still a miracle-working Jesus. He didn't stop doing miracles. There is no miracle shortage in heaven.
Amen.
There's not one of those things, like where it said, after all, there's no more miracles. They ran out. Nope, they didn't run out. And guess what else? We don't have to wish upon a star either. No, we don't. We don't have to throw coins in a wishing well to wish like that. No. You have faith in God. The other thing, quick thing I want to remind you about is about the PayPal. You can go online and sow your seed into the Miracle Man program if this has been a blessing into your life. I pray it has been a blessing. I mean, I've been at this for 6 years tomorrow. And apparently it's been a blessing.
Because I
keep getting notifications from Laura from here in Michigan. Thank you, Laura. And Natalia, who is visiting from Honduras. Thanks, Natalia. Thanks, both of you. Keep those seeds coming. And if you want to be like them and sow seeds in the Miracle Man program, you can go online to paypal.com. And in the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, last name Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind, if you would, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing related to that I would like for you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please, if you would, make a note of that. And the verse I want to sow into your life is where it says, therefore, give, and it shall be given unto you. Not fast, and it shall be given. Not tithe, and it shall be given. Not pray, and it shall be given. Those are all great things. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Running over. Didn't say tipping over. Didn't say, yeah, my cup runneth over. Not my cup tippeth over because it's empty and ricochets onto the ground. Nope. My cup runneth over. Amen. Overflowing. Pressed down, shaken together. Given shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For with whatsoever measure you give, it shall be given unto you. And I pray that over you as you sow your seed. May God bless you as you sow your seed. And so now I'm going to sing a couple of songs for you. God of Jacob, brother, God of Jesus, son of man, voice of many waters, singing, louder than the thunder, singing on our own. Look, the Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Roar, roar, roar. God of Zion, prophet spoke, God of Zion, flesh and bone, to open up the scroll, and remember that the lion has a roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Roar, roar, roar.
Prepare the way, prepare the way, Lord, prepare the way.
Yeah.
Prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord.
So valley, be raised up. O mountain, be made low. O valley, be raised up. O mountain, be made low. O valley, be raised up. O mountain, be made low. O valley, be raised up. O mountain, be made low. Be raised up. O mountain, be made low. O valley,
Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way, yes. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah. Let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah. Let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah. Let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah. Let the lion roar. Hail, 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 O mountain, be made low. O valley, be raised up. O mountain, be made low. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord. O valley, be raised up. O mountains, be made low. O valley, be raised up. O mountains, be made low. Be raised up, O mountains, be made low. O valley, be raised up, O mountains, be made low. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But thank you for the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You didn't call us to be namby-pamby. You called us to be a lion. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. In Jesus' name. You know, I have a story about that that I'll tell you either tonight or tomorrow. Actually, first time I heard that was at Invasion 2022. The theme was Out of the Shadows. This year, the theme is Revived, and I'm excited to see what that'll do. And the crazy thing is, you know, a lot of times through the night when Josh preaches, you know, it even, you know, it even gets through to me, and like I take things from it, and it's amazing, you know, it's amazing, you know, mm-hmm. And God, because the truth is God called us to be lions. He didn't call us to be, you know, little kitten meow. He didn't. Nope. But roll if you would, number two. The way I did it, number two is to be You Make Me Brave.
Yep.
And then number three is. As your love, wave after wave, crashes over me, crashes over me. You are for us, you are not against us. Champion of heaven, you make a way for all to enter in. I am blessed by your mercy and your grace. Whoa, you called me out from the shores into the waves. I will stand before you now. As your love, then wave after wave, crashes over me, crashes over me. For you are for us, you are not against us. Champion of heaven, you made a way for all to enter into your love. Way you're in, you make me brave. You make me brave. You called me out beyond the shores into the waves. You make me brave. You make me brave. Here's a promise you've made a way. You make me brave. You make me brave. You called me out beyond the shores into the waves. You make me brave. You make me brave. Mama, you hear me now, the promise made away. You make me brave. Wave after wave crashes over me, crashes over me. You are for us, you are not against us. Champion of heaven, you made a way for all to enter into your love. You all to enter into your love. Brave after wave. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You made us brave. You did not call us to be. You made us brave. You didn't make us to live in fear. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus. If you will queue up number three, please. That'll be good. Thank you. Oh, Holy Spirit, there's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. In your presence, Lord. Ooh. I tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Oh, how we love your presence. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence. Yes. Oh. I tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Oh, fill this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, deliver of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Yes, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Lord, Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are welcome here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Master, for what you are to us. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in our midst right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May we come before you with clean hands and a pure heart, not dirty hands and a heart that we don't know what it's been up to. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in our midst. Thank you that we've come before you. We've worshiped you. We've praised you. And now we're ready for your word. We thank you for your word and for what you're doing in each one of us.
Amen.
Thank you that you know what we have need of tonight. You know, regardless of what they're doing, you know, thank you that they have it in them to focus on you. And I just thank you for what you're doing. You know, that as they study your word, that as they study your word tonight with me, that this, that, you know, they'll receive something from you. And thank you for what you have for us tonight. And that they'll just be focused on your word. And thank you that you will heal their body and their minds and meet all of their needs that they have. And thank you for that, Jesus. And now, I make my confession over this program. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that more and more listeners will tune into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for huge amounts of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen.
And
I would like you to turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29. In the Old Testament, it's one of the prophets, Jeremiah. And
We'll see what it has for us tonight. Thank you, Jesus. The Word of God. What would we do without the Word? I don't know. I don't know how we would live today without the Word. How would we live with God but not His Word? I don't know.
We'd be
lost because we wouldn't know. We wouldn't have any of the answers. We wouldn't know what to expect. We wouldn't even have these glimpses of, well, there would be earthquakes, you know, there would be famines in various places, there'd be pestilences, there would be, you know, people turning from God, there would be, you know, different things, you know. So I'm going to begin from verse number 1 of Jeremiah chapter number 29. This is the text of a letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the surrounding elders among the exiles and to the priests, the prophets, and all the other people that Nebuchadnezzar had carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after King Jehoiakim and the queen's mother, the court, the officials, and the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the artisans, had gone into exile from Jerusalem. And he entrusted the letter to Elasa, son of Shaphan, and to Gemariah, the son of Halkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. And it said, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all these that I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which that I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams and encourage them that you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. Look at verse 11. Pay attention. This is important. This is important. I want you to get this. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call many men and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. You may say, the Lord has raised up prophets for us in Babylon. But this is what the Lord says about the king who sent on David's throne and all the people who remain in the city, your countrymen who did not go with you into exile. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I will send the sword, famine, plague against them, and I will make them like poor figs that are so bad that they cannot be eaten. I will pursue them by the sword, famine, and plague, and will make them abhorrent to all the kingdoms of the earth and an object of cursing and horror of scorn and reproach among all the nations where I drive them. For they have not listened to my words, declares the Lord, words that I sent to them again and again by my servants, the prophets. And you exiles have not listened either, declares the Lord. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, all you exiles whom I have sent away from Jerusalem to Babylon. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says about Ahab, son of Kolaiah, and Zedekiah, son of Masi, who are prophesying to you in my name. I will hand them over to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he will put them to death before your very eyes. Because of them, all the exiles from Judah who are in Babylon will use this curse. The Lord treat you like Zedekiah and Ahab, whom the king of Babylon burned in the fire. For they have done outrageous things. Israel, they committed adultery with their goes after those who were doing wrong. We'll go to 31. We'll look at some of 31. No, 30. And we'll look at what he, about how he wants. We'll see as we look at this that he not only wants to give hope and future, but he wants to restore. I'm glad that I serve a God who's a restorer.
Amen.
That he's a restorer. Because I don't want you to see, that he's, because I don't want to end with a curse. I don't want you to not get sleep tonight because the last verses I give you were all curses. I don't want to send you to sleep meditating on all the curses, Okay. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Write in a book all the words that I have spoken to you. The days are coming, declared the Lord, when I will bring my people, Israel, and Judah from captivity and will restore them to the land that I gave their forefathers to possess, says the Lord. These are the words the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. This is what the Lord says. Cries of fear are heard. Terror, not peace. Ask and see. Can a man bear children? Obviously they can't. Sometimes there's confusion about that, but I'll leave that alone. Then why do I see every strong man with his hands on his stomach like a woman in labor. Every first turned deathly pale. How awful that day will be. None will be like it. It will be a time of trouble for Jacob, but he will be saved out of it. In that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will break the yoke off their necks. I will tear off their bonds. No longer will foreigners enslave them. Instead, they will serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. So do not fear, O Jacob, my servant. Do not be dismayed, O Israel, declares the Lord. I will surely save you out of a distant place. Your descendants from the land of their exile, Jacob will again have peace and security, and no one will make him afraid. I know you, and you will save, and will save you, declares the Lord. Though I completely destroy all the nations among this, I scatter you, I will not completely destroy you. I will discipline you, but only with justice. I will not let you go entirely unpunished. This is what the Lord says. Your wound is incurable. Your injury to you beyond healing. There is no one to plead your cause, no remedy for your sore, no healing for you. But, you know, this is what the Lord, I will restore the fortunes of Jacob's tents and his compassion on his dwellings. The city will be rebuilt on her ruins. And the place will stand in its proper place. From them will come songs of thanksgiving and the sound of rejoicing. I will add to their numbers, and they will not be decreased. I will bring them honor, and they will not be disdained. Their children will be in days of old. But will be as in days of old, it should say. It says, as in days of old, and their community will be established before me. I will punish all who opposes them. Their leader will be one of their own. Their ruler will arise from among them. I will bring him near, and he will come close to me. I will draw near to God and arise among them. I will bring him near, and he will come close to me. It's like where we talk about, I'll draw near to God, God will draw near to me. Hey, isn't that great to know that? If you draw near to God, God will draw near to you.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for that. He'll come close to me. For who is he who will devote himself to be close to me, declares the Lord. So you will be my people, and I will be your God. See, the storm of the Lord will burst out in wrath. A dividing wind swirling down on the heads of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he fully accomplishes the purposes of his heart. In days to come, you will understand this. But then, you know, for the righteous, he wants to restore us. So, the heart of what I want to get to you folks is this. God has plans for us. He has plans for us. You know something about these plans? They're not plans to hurt us. These plans are not plans of despair, disease, financial insecurity, bad relationships, bad husbands, bad wives, children who are astray, spouses that ran astray. No. Plans to prosper us. Plans to give us a future. Hope and a future. Hope and a bright future. Not just any future, a bright future. Because, you know, you can have a future, but it can be a bad future. Isn't that the truth? You can have a future, but it can be a bad future.
That sure is the truth.
But it's not just talking about any future. It's a good future. It's a future in which, we'll be where God wants us to be. It's a future that is bright. It's a future in which God will restore us. And he'll make us not just as we were, but better than what we were. Better. Yeah, you know, and when I think about that restoration, I think of, you know, I don't know how my eyesight was for the first 3 months of my life, but I'm believing God that whatever it was, that it'll be even better. I believe that it'll be even better than whatever it was. Because I honestly don't know what it was. I don't know. But I have every right to believe God that it's going to be better. And so I do that. I believe in God that it's going to be better. You know? And, you know, and, you know, for some of you, you know, some of you might wonder, you know, when you're at, you know, stages of life that can bring change, it's great to know that God has a future for you. It could be maybe you're, you know, just graduated high school, and in your mind you're wondering, okay, what's next? You're about to graduate high school, and you're like, okay, what do I do next? Am I ready to go get into a good career? Maybe start my own business, you know, if I can do it without a college degree. Or do I go into college studies and see, you know, maybe I'm to be a doctor. Maybe I'm to be a lawyer. Maybe I'm to be, you know, whatever God wants you to be. Maybe called to the fire ministry. And what I mean by fivefold, pastor, prophet, evangelist, apostles, and teachers. I'll say it again. Pastors, prophets, apostles, teachers, and evangelists. Each one. Five different ones. And maybe you've been called to do that. Maybe, you know, God wants you to be a doctor. You know, maybe you're thinking about what you're supposed to do with your life. You know? And it's great to have the blessing of God on your life and to know that you're doing what he wants you to do. Or maybe you've been, you know, well, Maybe you've been well accomplished, and maybe you're getting your amount of years is getting up there, and maybe you're thinking of whether you should, you know, hang it up or whatever. And you hear about, you know, you hear all these things about retirement. Whatever happened to refirement? The fire of God coming upon you like never before. Hey, those of you who are might be up there in age, God can make the next 2 years of your life better than the last 30. Amen. He can. He can. Amen. And you know, you're never too old. I mean, you're never too young. You're just right. You're never too old for God to work in you or for you to serve him. You're never too old. You're just ripe. Is that a great way to think of it? You're never too old. You're just ripe. And you're never too young either. You're just right.
Always just right.
Yeah. You're always just right, you know. You know, because they'll use you at any age. And his plans are to give you hope, a future, and to restore you. He wants to restore you. He really does. He wants to restore things to you, even. He wants to restore things to you. You know, maybe some things that you've lost over the years somehow. Maybe even, you know, relationships, maybe that people that you thought, you know, that have been good, but they just left, and somebody thought, maybe I'll never see him again. You know? I have a personal story with that, and I'm glad to have this person back in my life. I love them dearly. This person is awesome. They're serving God. You know, God's delivered them from some things, and this person still believing to be delivered for some things, and you know, I'm glad that this person is back in my life. And you know, and I know he's a restorer. He is a restorer. You know, and he wants to make things right. You know? And some of you, maybe you have friends that you shouldn't have. You know? And maybe in order to get them back, we'll have to get right with God. Some of you, that could be your problem. Friends. Part of your problem. Friends. Yeah. And that's not just for young people. That's for anybody. You know? At any age. Like, even if all your friends want to do is gossip, tailbear, talk against God, talk against the church, then get away, then leave them alone. Don't talk to them anymore. Yeah, well, they used to serve God. They used to read their Bible and pray. And well, maybe they've fallen away. They've fallen away, and you don't want to fall away with them. Don't be with them. Don't. I don't want to sound like I'm telling you what to do, but I'm just saying, you know, you want to have things right with God. You know, you can believe God to restore them. Restore their soul. Restore. Because God wants to restore. And not like the restore, like the thrift store. you know, because near my house, you know, like just about right next door to the McDonald's by my house, there's this place called the Habitat for Humanity Restore. I'm not sure that all that stuff is exactly restored. Are you?
Yeah, I don't think it's restored. I think they just get it
as is. They just say it's restored.
Right.
God, God doesn't want to do a Habitat for Humanity job. He wants to actually fully restore you, not do that, not do the Habitat for Humanity restore job.
Hallelujah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Sorry, Habitat, if you're listening. I mean, Habitat for Humanity can actually be great, but all I was saying was that, you know, God wants to fully restore. You know, I'm convinced in my vision, he doesn't just want it to be part of what it was, and it still won't be quite what it was, and all that. No, I don't believe that. I believe he's going to fully restore it, and that it can even be better than what it was. I fully believe it. Oh, you're entitled. No. Faith of God. Faith. Faith. You know, and don't even get me started with the Karens. Don't. We don't need to go there. I am not one of those. Actually, for me, as a guy, I'm not a Kyle. I mean, I'm not the bad Kyle or bad Kevin, because there are great Kyles. There are great Kevins. There are great Karens, even, you know, and all the different names. But, and furthermore, it's just a meme on social media, so chill out, will ya? Will ya? Yeah, but, you know, but no, put our trust in God. And we know that God has plans for us to prosper us, to give us hope and a future, not doubt and no future, or doubt and a grim future. No, doubt and a great, bright future. And knowing that our future is heaven. My future is heaven. And I thank God for what he's done. And for what he's doing right now. And I know that he has not given up on me before in the past. He is not going to give up on me. He's not giving up on me right now, and he's not going to give up on me in my remaining days, months, years on the earth. I know that he will always be there for me. His love has been true, is true, will be true. It's as simple as that. See, why are you making it so simple? I want you to get it. Amen. I thank you that you're the God who loves us. I thank you that you are the God who rewards those who earnestly seek you and serve you with their life. Thank you, Lord God, that you have plans to prosper us, to give us hope and a future, and that you are the God that restores us. You're the God that restored us, and that you make us into who you want us to be.
Amen.
And I thank you that you even make up lost years, you know, and you make things up to us, God. And I thank you for that and what you're doing, Master, right now. Thank you that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. And I thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' matchless name. And until tomorrow night. Until tomorrow afternoon at 4:30, God first, God always. Remember, tomorrow it's 4:30, not 6:30. It's important. I just wanted to make sure you knew that. There might even be a little bit of Christmas music as it is Christmas in July tomorrow because it's the 25th of July. But until tomorrow night, God, tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. God first, God always. So long, everybody.